Title, Accessibility Basics, Tables. Begin Heading Level 1, Table Summary. Begin Paragraph Text. The Canvas Rich Text Editor includes a visual interface for creating or editing tables. This means all tables can be added and maintained using both the Rich Text Editor and the HTML Editor. If you are new to creating data tables, please review the Begin link, Table Accessibility course, on linnylearning.berkeley.edu. How does a screen reader user know a table is a data table? Screen reader users analyze the HTML markup and page structure to deduce a data table is present. When the proper HTML code is applied, screen reader users can navigate through each cell, hearing the column and row headings spoken aloud. Begin Heading Level 2, Overview. Begin Paragraph Text, use tables to demonstrate data relationships. Do not use tables for visual layout. The goal is to relay information as directly as possible to represent relationships between data in a grid-like format. Begin Heading Level 2, Best Practices. Begin bulleted list with 8 items. Item 1 of 8, use tables to demonstrate data relationships, and not for visual layout. Otherwise, screen reader users will expect to navigate data relationships and may be confused by the content and layout. Item 2 of 8, avoid large or complex data tables by dividing them into smaller, individual tables. Item 3 of 8, don't use fixed width or fixed length pixel sizes for table elements. When magnified, data relationship become unrecognizable or break. Instead, specify table and cell widths using percentages. Item 4 of 8, don't use a table if there is only one column. Instead, consider using a list. Item 5 of 8, do not merge cells, columns, or rows. Keep tables as simple as possible. Item 6 of 8, use the caption element to provide a title for a data table and LT, caption and GT, table title and LT semicolon slash caption and GT. Item 7 of 8, provide column and row headings using the table header and LT, TH and GT semicolon and LT semicolon slash TH and GT, element. Item 8 of 8, specify column and or row heading scope, scope equals column or scope equals row. Begin Heading Level 2, what to include in a table. Begin Heading Level 3, caption element. Begin paragraph text, and LT, caption and GT, table title and LT semicolon slash caption and GT. Begin bulleted list with 3 items. Item 1 of 3. Use the caption element to provide a title for a data table. Item 2 of 3, it should contain the title slash and or a very brief description of the table. Item 3 of 3, screen reader software reads the caption tag upon entering the table and can call up the caption at any point in browsing a table. Begin Heading Level 3, Table Header Element. Begin paragraph text, and LT. TH and GT semicolon and LT semicolon slash TH and GT. Begin bulleted list with 3 items. Item 1 of 3, provide column and or row headers using the table header element. Item 2 of 3, header cells provide descriptive categories for the data that align in each column and row. Item 3 of 3, screen reader software reads the content of the table data cell, and reads the table headers associated with that cell. This helps the user better understand data relationships. Begin Heading Level 3, Scope Attribute. Begin paragraph text, scope equals column or scope equals row. Begin bulleted list with 2 items. Item 1 of 2, associate the data cells with the appropriate headers. Item 2 of 2, the scope attribute of a table header informs the screen reader user that everything within the tagged row or column is related to that header. This minimizes the possibility that the student will misinterpret the data. Begin Heading Level 3, Sample Table. Begin paragraph text, June 1st workshop schedule. Begin table with 2 columns and 6 rows. Row 1 of 6. Column 1 of 2. Column heading. Time. Column 2 of 2. Column heading. Topic. Row 2 of 6. Column 1 of 2 with column heading time. 10 o'clock to 10:30 a.m. Column 2 of 2 with column heading topic. Teaching based on 21st century learning theories. Row 3 of 6. Column 1 of 2 with column heading time. 10:30 to 11:15. Column 2 of 2 with column heading topic. Designing the digital learning experience. Row 4 of 6. Column 1 of 2 with column heading time. 11:15 to 12 o'clock. Column 2 of 2 with column heading topic. The impact of technology on attention, memory, thinking, and motivation. Row 5 of 6. Column 1 of 2 with column heading time. 12 o'clock to 1 p.m. Column 2 of 2 with column heading topic. Lunch. Row 6 of 6. Column 1 of 2 with column heading time. 1 o'clock to 2 p.m. Column 2 of 2 with column heading topic. Auto grading, accessibility, project management, and resources. Begin heading level 3, table example code. Begin paragraph text, and LT, table style equals width, 99.8696%, border collapse, height, 220px, border equals 1 and GT semicolon and LT, caption and GT, June 1st workshop schedule and LT semicolon slash caption and GT, and LT, t body and GT, and LT, TR and GT. Begin link. Community.canvaslums.com and LT, TH style equals width, 33.3333%, scope equals call and GT, time and LT semicolon slash TH and GT, and LT, TH style equals width, 33.3333%, scope equals call and GT, topic and LT semicolon slash TH and GT, and LT semicolon slash TR and GT, and LT, TR and GT, and LT, TD style equals width, 33.3333%, and GT, 10 o'clock to 10:30 a.m. and LT semicolon slash TH and GT, and LT, TD style equals width, 33.3333%, and GT, teaching based on 21st century learning theories and LT semicolon slash TD and GT. And LT semicolon slash TR and GT, and LT, TR and GT, and LT, TD style equals width, 33.3333%, and GT, 10:30 to 11:15 and LT semicolon slash TH and GT, and LT, TD style equals width, 33.3333%, and GT, designing the digital learning experience and LT semicolon slash TD and GT. And LT semicolon slash TR and GT, and LT, TR and GT, and LT, TD style equals width, 33.3333%, and GT, 11:15 to 12:00 and LT semicolon slash TH and GT, and LT, TD style equals width, 33.3333%, and GT, the impact of technology on attention, memory, thinking and motivation and LT semicolon slash TD and GT, and LT semicolon slash TR and GT, and LT, TR and GT, and LT, TD style equals width, 33.3333%, and GT, 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock p.m. and LT semicolon slash TH and GT, and LT, TD style equals width, 33.3333%, and GT, lunch and LT semicolon slash TD and GT, and LT semicolon slash TR and GT, and LT, TR and GT, and LT, TD style equals width, 33.3333%, and GT, 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock p.m. and LT semicolon slash TH and GT, and LT, TD style equals width, 33.3333%, and GT, auto grading, accessibility, project management, and resources in LT semicolon slash TD and GT, and LT semicolon slash TR and GT, and LT semicolon slash body and GT, and LT semicolon slash table and GT, inserting a table caption. You can create a table with the help of Canvas's guide on inserting a table. Once you have created a table, you can proceed to insert a caption. Begin numbered list with 5 items. Item 1 of 5, focus on the table by selecting any cell of the table. Item 2 of 5, select the table icon, in the Canvas Rich Text Editor toolbar. This may be located in the ellipse icon, 3 vertical dots. Begin image with description, canvas table icon. End image. Item 3 of 5, select table properties in the drop-down menu. Begin image with description, screenshot highlighting the table properties option. End image. Item 4 of 5, in the general tab, check the caption option. Then, select save. Begin image with description, screenshot highlighting the show caption checkbox filled. End image. Item 5 of 5, a text box will appear above the table. Select the area and insert a caption. This may be difficult to perceive at first. The below image demonstrates where you can add fadeable caption. Begin image with description, screenshot showing where to insert a table caption in the table layout. This is located at the center, above the first row of the table. End image. Begin heading level 3, setting header cells. Begin paragraph text. By default, cells are designated as data cells. Cells must be manually formatted as header cells. The following set of instructions explains how to format the cells of the first row of a table to be column header cells. Begin numbered list with 6 items. Item 1 of 6, highlight the first row of the table. Item 2 of 6, select the table icon, in the Canvas Rich Text Editor toolbar. Begin image with description, canvas table icon. End image. Item 3 of 6, select cell and GT, cell properties in the drop-down menu. Begin image with description, screenshot highlighting the cell properties field. End image. Item 4 of 6, in the general tab, set cell type to header cell. Begin image with description, screenshot highlighting the cell type field set to header cell and the scope column drop-down menu set to column. The save button is highlighted as the last step in this window. End image. Item 5 of 6, set scope to column. Item 6 of 6, select save. Begin paragraph text, note, in order to set row header cells, begin with highlighting the first column instead of the first row. Proceed through steps 2 to 4. For step 5, set scope to row instead of column. Begin heading level 2, reading check. Begin paragraph text, use the reading check link below to view questions related to this workshop. Begin link, readingcheckcourses.berkeley.edu. Begin heading level 2, sources. Begin bulleted list with 6 items. Item 1 of 6, begin link, CAC 2.0 Guideline 1.3.1 www.w3.org. Item 2 of 6, begin link, table accessibility on linelearning.berkeley.edu. Item 3 of 6, begin link, W3C www.w3.org. Item 4 of 6, begin link, webaim.org. Item 5 of 6, begin link, how do I insert a table using the rich content editor? community.canvaslums.com. Item 6 of 6, begin link, PanStates, Canvas Rich Content Editor Page Accessibility.su.edu.